T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Making their debut as your artist of the day.
This
is Dana's idea, by the way. Yeah, it's a great song. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. How was the photograph session last night?
Oh, it was so fun.
The pictures are fantastic.
Thank you.
She looks beautiful.
You know, I didn't do this with my son. And I know some people do that with their sons, which is great. But the daughters want to do the photos. So we did the senior shoot
last
night.
Now, are these for the yearbook or are these just for you?
It's for the yearbook.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She needs a yearbook one. You need, you know, the little quarter page that you take out.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Well, you know, they need them for their resume. They need them for college stuff. And so, yeah, we did and had a blast. And my friend Jody Vanderwood's been shooting those kids for 20 years.
She's really good.
She's very good. Look her up. 2016 Main Downtown. And we went and, you know, played downtown. It was a blast. It was an absolute blast.
So these are not for her senior pictures. These are for the quarter page ad that you feel like you have to buy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a racket.
Did you do it?
Of course we did it.
How big was your page?
I think we bought a third of a page.
Because you feel guilty.
Oh, my God.
Like you have to, you know, well, if I don't do the bare minimum here, don't I look like a fool?
Right. And so Shonda wrote whatever we put in there, but she ran it because we didn't want to run the, you know, hey, it's obvious your parents are divorced ad. And so
she pulls a third ad and then you pull the half ad.
Or where she writes something on the third and I write something else on the third. So she wrote something and she sent it to me and she said, is this okay? Yeah. I'm going to sign both
that's
of our
names. That's so odd. Sarah Parks is on page 138 and 142.
Oh, that's odd. Mom wrote on 138 and Dad wrote on 142. They must be divorced. But anyway.
You could, you know, put your heads together and collaborate on one and, I don't know, have everybody agree to put their names on.
That's what we did. It was fine.
Yeah. And I don't remember if Pedro and Kelly were added in there. And I can't remember. Quite frankly, I think I've seen the yearbook once.
Yeah.
But anyway, your daughter's pictures came out great. But these are not for the yearbook per se. Like the picture that's going to appear in the yearbook with her name next to it.
Yeah, the tiny little square they've already done at school like a month ago.
See, when we were in school back in the day, we had to go get ours taken in downtown Leavenworth and then give it to the school.
Oh.
And then you had to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was at a and I use air quotes here, professional studio, and you look like a moron, and then they asked you, you know, do you want me to touch up the scar? Do you want me to touch up your zits?
Did they say that to you?
Yes.
What did you say?
I said yes.
Did they?
Yes, because
how'd it turn out?
I think it was okay, but I hadn't had any plastic surgery done yet, so it was very obvious.
Oh,
it was
honey,
very
I'm
red.
Sorry.
It was rigid.
Yeah.
You know, my skin wasn't smooth. I mean, they weren't trying to make me look pretty.
Yeah.
They were trying to save my life.
At least they asked.
And so I hadn't had any cosmetic surgery done yet.
Yeah.
And so it was very obvious that I had a very big scar. And so I remember the photographer said, is there anything you want me to touch up? And I never had a problem with acne. I never got a lot of zits. And when I did it, just pop them.
Yeah.
Did they make that noise too?
Yeah. But I did say, I would like you to, if you can erase the scar, I would like for you to do that. And he said, no problem. He goes, it'll be like it wasn't even there.
I think they will do that And I think it's a good thing that they do that. However, I think they have to ask. I think you can't just go touching up something without asking.
But they did ask.
Yeah.
You know,
which
said,
is fine.
Yeah. You want me to remove the scar? Yes.
Yes, please. Actually remove it.
If you don't mind.
If you could actually remove it, that would be great too.
Can you physically make it go away?
Yeah, right? So anyway, we had something interesting at our kids' school this morning. They had, and I know you guys do this in Blue Valley, but out in DeSoto District today, they had a 2-hour delayed start. Now, do you guys do that, or do you have early dismissal like once a month or something
like that? It's funny you sent this to me because another friend of mine in another district said they are doing the same thing. It's brilliant.
Do you know why?
Tell the good people why. Well, I didn't know until she told me.
We couldn't figure it out, and I was on the phone this morning. Kelly and I were talking, and I said, I was going to the gym, and then the kids didn't start school till 9:50 this morning. And I get out of the gym at 9, and I'm going to pick up Maya and then go over to her house and pick up her son and take them both, because high school and middle school are right next to each other.
And you're like, why are you going in 2 hours late?
And so we were on the phone, and I said, honey, I said, can you tell me why we're doing this? Is this like a trend that they're going to start like they do in Blue Valley or whatever? And she said, no. She goes, I think they're practicing. And I go, practicing for what? And she said, when there's inclement weather in the winter, they're practicing for late starts. Because, you know, they don't do that in most of the school districts around here. If, you know, there's snow on the ground or ice on the street, they just cancel school for the day.
Right.
You know, you wake up in the morning and, you know, Channel 9 or Fox 4 or whomever, they're running the ticker, blah, 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 blah. And you wait for DeSoto to come up and boom, yep. Maya, you're out of school today. No problem. Well, now the school districts, because like in DeSoto and I think in most of the districts, they ended up having to add days to the calendar last year.
Correct.
Or last school year, this year. Now they're working out a strategy, air quotes again, where, okay, it's snowing in the morning or it snowed overnight, but the plows will be out by 9 o'clock and
right.
The streets will be cleared by 9 o'clock. School starts at 9:50. So this was a practice.
So the only question I had, because I had to read her email twice because she said, isn't this a good idea? We had so many snow days last year. I mean, Scott, how many, honestly?
Too many.
It was, any parent listening is screaming 50. There were a lot of snow days.
Well, you get like 6 allotted days, and then they have to start adding after that.
Right.
And we had to add 2 days
to
the school year.
We did too. But explain to me what practicing the delayed start does. Like, to get the bus drivers to understand when you would need to leave the barn, like that kind of stuff?
Yes, but here was the other thing I got to thinking about. Parents knowing well in advance that the delayed start was today had to make arrangements to get their kid to school at 9:50 or right before 9:50. So when it happens in the winter, unexpectedly or semi-unexpectedly, ring, ring, Dana, hey, I know you don't go to work till like 1:59. Can you take Tommy to school tomorrow? Yeah, no problem. You've already got it worked out how you're going to get your kid to school at 9:50.
It makes the parents think about it.
So you're not scrambling at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
As the ticker goes across and your school just got added.
Okay.
You've already made arrangements. But however, what do you do if your kid's 13 or 14, you can leave them at home while you go to work.
Yeah, if you got a 5-year-old, you got problems.
You got a 7-year-old, 8-year-old. You're still going to have to call work and say, I'm coming in late.
If you can show me that because they are doing a practice, it will more likely lead to a delayed start versus a we're just canceling school today. I think most people would be for that.
Well, I think that was the point.
If they think it will cut down on the number of just we're not going in today days. Because you remember last year, Scott, there were a couple of days where parents were screaming, why are these kids not in school? The roads are fine.
Yeah, I was one of them. Why are we not in school today?
It's also an inexact science the night before. It just is. Mm-hmm. Are we getting 2 inches or 10? I mean, you know, sometimes the forecast doesn't exactly hit the mark. And I think superintendents struggle with that.
Somebody says, in Turner, we've been doing delayed start for the past 5 years and never had a practice. Not sure if it's that big of a deal. I don't know. You're forcing people to make arrangements for your kids to get into a late start.
How many parents really are like, we're going to think about this today?
Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
If that's the way it works, then it's a good thing. But I don't know that all families were sitting around last night going, okay, let's draw out our battle plan for when there's snow.
No, but we had weeks' notice. We knew this was coming weeks in advance.
Yeah.
So people have been planning it. I was the drop-off guy today.
Okay.
The other part of it is
working at 9 o'clock.
How effective of a drill can you really do when the streets are dry and the sun is out? I mean, that's my whole deal with it. It's
buses are warmed up.
Yeah. I mean, there's no real substitute for an icy road when it comes to practicing driving on an icy road.
I'm sure that everyone just didn't want to sleep in this morning.
I'll tell you this. I kind of liked it.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
Our kids always have delayed start. I love delayed start. They love delayed start.
Now, do you do delayed start in Blue Valley or is it early out?
No, it's like every Thursday.
Every Thursday is delayed start?
Yeah.
God dang it.
We get a lot of practice with delayed. I'm an expert with delayed start.
Must be nice. All these stay-at-home parents down there. 576-7798. We'll stare at Sam Stevie, Dana Ryan. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Writes in 8189. I think he may or she may need a beer. The schools are not, and it's all caps.
Like so they're shouting at you.
So you know they're yelling.
Yeah, you know they're yelling.
The schools are not your babysitter. The kids belong to you. Be an adult and figure it the hell out. Now, 8189, grab yourself a cold drink and simmer down. B, nobody thinks the school is my child's babysitter, but I have a job and my children are supposed to be in school from hour A to hour B. So you'll forgive me if I just expect that those hours my child will be in school. Simmer down, tough guy. Jeez. Chad in Topeka. Hello, Chad.
I was just wanting to give a little bit of insight on the way it works in Topeka. They have late starts to kind of make up for the calendar days that they would miss. So if they have a snow day, they just don't go for a certain number of those late starts, or they go at the regular time for those late starts.
Well, and if you do the weekly, Chad, because we do the weekly, I was being sarcastic when I said we practice for the weather every week. If you missed that, I'm sorry. It's for staff development. Our late start is for staff development.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, Scott. They're doing things that they can't do when the kids are there.
Like nothing?
Don't mess with it. I love late start.
Well, I like late start today, too, because I woke up at 6:15, which is normally the time I would wake up to get Maya to school on time. And you know what I did? I went back to sleep. And I was happy.
You know why else I love late start? I think the kids are more productive when they go in later. Yeah. I think they're more productive when they're not dragging out of bed at 6:30 in the morning. It's too early. That is too early for teenagers.
I agree. I've always thought that a 7:50 start, and I know we're going to get it on the text line for this, that a 7:30 or 7:50 start I thought was way too early. And before you go busting my you-know-whats, remember you roll into work at maybe 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. You're not at work at 7:50, so cool it.
I remember having 7:50 starts all the way from first grade really through high school. And yes, I can confirm, way too early.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. I don't think high school should start until 9 o'clock. Now, here's who would oppose that. And it's not a parent. It's a high school football coach.
Absolutely.
Basketball coach.
Extracurriculars.
Anybody who has practice after school, they're saying, no, 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 no. You can't do that because school, when it starts at 7:50, gets out at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're on the practice field by 3:30. Your kid is home by 5:30, 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You start that school at 9 o'clock. School goes till 5 o'clock. We're not getting your kid home till 8 o'clock at night. So, no. 576-7798.
This is how we do it.
Screaming at us about the schools are not your babysitter. Nobody is suggesting, or at least nobody has suggested, that schools are babysitters. And I asked him if he needed a hug, and he wrote, no, I just get tired of people treating the schools like a daycare. If you can't take care of them, keep it in your pants.
Oh, good God.
Texter, with all due respect,
We're talking about a schedule change.
We are legally required to send our children to school. That doesn't mean we're treating the schools like a daycare. Who peed on your Wheaties this morning?
Everyone's in a mood. It's called being a responsible parent. This is why I don't look at the text line.
And
that voice was amazing, Dana.
I know, and I guarantee you her name's Karen.
Usually written by people who have enough means to be a stay-at-home mom or dad and are not divorced. What am I supposed to do? Not work? You don't really work, Scott. You're right. I'm wrong. I'll quit my job, we'll cancel the show, and I'll be a responsible parent and stay at home and not pay my mortgage. Mitch in Blue Springs. Hello, Mitch.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's going good.
I want to share a couple things. I went to Blue Springs High School, and I didn't have any late start days until I got into high school. I do agree it is pretty early for normal starting time to go to school, but when I first got out of high school, I didn't go to college. I went straight to work, and I've been doing the same thing since. I went to construction, and there's a lot of people listening that maybe have a little too much ambition. I'm not trying to hurt any feelings. Ambition for their own kids, that their kids may not want to go to college and be a doctor, lawyer, banker, 9-to-5 hours. Guys like us that are building stuff for a living, we start early. So I think high school is a good time to get to school early, get in that habit of getting up, getting after it, getting it done, and going home.
Hey, Mitch, is it because of the heat in the summer that everyone is out there so early? Is that always why?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. It's most of the time we were working, 7 to 3:30, but sometimes we're working, 5:30 to 5:30. It just kind of depends on the day and what's going on. But I mean, not every person that's going through, every teenager that's going through high school is going to come out, go to college, and be,
amen,
successful.
And that's a fair point. And Mitch, to your argument, we need construction workers. We need,
yes,
truck drivers. And I'm not taking anything away from the work that you and those other people do. However, if my child has aspirations to be an afternoon radio talk show host, should I take her to school at noon?
No, I mean, if that's what she decides to do, I kind of decided in high school what I wanted to do. I got, on the work release program and started making money, and was, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Are you still doing construction?
Yeah, I'm currently doing construction. Yes, sir.
Good.
What do you build?
Well, I work for the county, and we build all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Good.
Right on.
So I enjoy my job, and if you do what you love, it's hot in the summer, it's cold in the winter, and there's a whole bunch of other jobs out there, truck drivers, you're away from your family a lot. Mm-hmm. But if that's where your heart's at and that's where the money is, go for it. But you got to get up early. These jobs don't have late starts. We start early and we work in any weather.
That's fair.
Are you built like a brick poop house?
More like a sack.
Awesome.
What were you going to say, Will?
Well, the question that I have is just...
Is it for Mitch or for us?
Well, it was for him.
He's still on.
How early is early?
depending on what the project is. Could be 5:30, could be 5 o'clock, could be 3 a.m. I mean, it depends. We do snow removal and stuff, so I mean, that's got to get done. People overlook that stuff. You know, the guys that are getting to work and making more money than me, they get to work and get to where they're going because of people like me.
Right on.
And we start early. So think about that. When everybody starts, you know, late starts are nice, and I'd love to have time, but yeah. You got to get it up. Got to get up early, get it done, and get it over with.
God bless you, man. Mitch, you take care of yourself, buddy.
You too, thanks.
Right on, man.
Now somebody, and I'm not discounting anything he just said, but somebody wrote in and said one of the private schools this year went to 8:45 start, okay? One of the private girls' schools. And she said everyone has loved it. She said we notice a difference in performance, in attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure it would be an adjustment to slide that schedule an hour or two. But I tend to think in those formative years between 14 to 18, I don't think it's the worst idea in the world
to move it to 8:50.
Let those kids sleep.
Yeah. And the idea that, well, we're prepping them for when, you know, they become adults and they have to get into the workforce. Well,
their body doesn't need as much sleep when they're adults.
That's exactly what I was about to say. You and I could get by on a lot less than 8 hours of sleep at night. These kids are growing. They are developing in ways that you and I wish we could forget. And they need more than 8 hours of sleep.
I'm looking it up. I want to say it's 10, but it's been a while since we've talked about it.
Yeah.
It's more than 8.
And then, you know, I mean, we can stay up and watch The Late Show or The Tonight Show or whatever and go to bed at 11 o'clock, get up at 6, and we're fine. A 15-year-old kid can't do that.
Have you gotten to the point where you now, when you are in bed, cannot stay awake?
No.
You can stay awake?
Yes, sadly.
Okay. Because I'm starting to slide. Like, if I get in bed to read a book, before I know it, Chris is coming in. I'm like, oh, what?
I still have those Depends at home if you want me to bring them in.
No, I don't need Depends. I need to read my book in an upright sitting position, like outside. Because the minute I get into bed and I say, I'm going to read.
If you're laying horizontal, you're out.
If I'm laying horizontal and I start to read.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
So do you drop the book on your face then?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to bed now. I don't know, I'm getting old.
Here's my first sign that I'm maybe aging out of life.
Is it the white hair in your ears?
A, I don't have white hair in my ears.
That you can see.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Continue on.
You do in your beard.
Well, I do have white hair on my beard. That's correct.
Everybody has that. I have that.
I can no longer sleep with the television on. I used to leave the TV on all night.
Hell no. I can't stand to have noise in that
room. I used to leave the TV on all night. It was like music.
No.
And I would leave it on CNN and I would just get
angry,
enlightened. Well, yeah. I would just be enlightened all
night. I would
night.
Wake up angry every morning but couldn't figure out why.
I would wake up angry yet informed.
Yeah, how did you sleep through all those shout shows on the news channel anyway?
I could do it.
At a reasonable volume or like?
Well, like just able to hear it, yeah. I mean,
that would
able to make out what they were saying.
Crazy.
Now, I cannot sleep with the TV on anymore.
To me, it's not the sound. It's the light that comes off the TV. That's what keeps me awake if the TV's on.
I can't stand a light or noise except for a fan. I gotta have a fan.
I can handle sound, but I can't handle light.
I can't sleep without the TV on.
See, I was like you.
If it's too quiet, my brain will do anything and everything it can to think about anything and everything it can.
Then go for the white noise.
White noise is better. I will say to Chris, and he knows this. I mean, we've been married for a while now. If he wants to go watch TV, if his mind's racing and he can't sleep, he's got to do it in the front room.
I cannot believe that you just said you cannot sleep with light or sound.
No.
And yet you sleep next to this. Where is it?
Well, there's no light with that.
You sleep next to that.
It's not that loud, but there's no light with it.
What does it sound like?
Darth Vader.
That the fan masks it. Fan,
so you do sleep with noise.
The white fan noise I have to have. You know there's an app for fan noise now?
Why does the fan have to be white?
Racist.
Actually, our fan is black, but it's white noise.
Excuse me?
Our fan is black.
Racist.
It is white noise. No, that's harmonious.
So it's mixed.
Yeah, it's ebony and ivory.
Yeah, that's what it is, Scott. It's a mixed fan. It said that right on the box. What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Black fan makes white noise, ebony and ivory.
I got to have the fan on. And not the ceiling fan. I've got to have a fan.
But yes, you are correct about the white noise thing. I actually, a couple of weeks ago, Julie and I were out of town. She usually sleeps with a fan. The room we were in didn't have a fan in it. So I found white noise actually on Spotify and played it on a loop.
Why do they,
first of all, and not to beleaguer the point.
Sure.
Why do we call it white noise?
I don't know.
Why do we just call it noise?
Well, there are various colors of noise. I'm not making this up. There's pink noise. There's, you know, there's been talk of the brown noise. It all has to do with the tone. Yeah. Have you not seen the South Park episode about this?
Noise.
Yeah.
Adolescents need 9.5 hours of sleep.
But white noise is a softer tone. It's less harsh. So that's, yeah. When you say white noise.
So black is harsh, white is soft?
I've never heard black noise. I don't know. But I've got a piece of audio software in here that can generate white noise, pink noise.
Well, let me hear pink noise.
Okay,
let
hang on,
hear
just
what pink noise.
Hang
yeah,
on,
I'm
just
looking
a second.
This
yeah.
up. There's the National Sleep Foundation has a whole thing on this.
Yeah, I can do brown, pink, or white noise.
Oh, okay, well, give me brown.
Hear brown. Yeah, okay. I want to hear brown.
Well, thank you. Let's see here. Generate noise. Okay, brown noise. It is. Oh, I need longer than that.
What's the problem?
It was way too small
okay,
of a sample.
Real quick, white noise works by reducing the difference between background sounds, like a peak sound, which would be a door slamming, giving you a better chance to sleep through it undisturbed.
Okay.
So it's ongoing.
It's any noise with a flat frequency, so flat. It doesn't change.
That's
like
white,
a hum.
That's white noise.
Yes, that's yes. white noise.
And this noise,
music would not be by definition white noise.
That would be black noise.
Racist. This in here, I don't know if you can hear it. I've got it turned all the way up. This is brown noise.
All right.
That is brown noise.
I'm coming for you.
Get out.
That sounded like one of those ghost hunter things.
Mm-hmm.
Brown noise usually refers to a power density which decreases 6 decibels per octave with an increasing frequency.
Help me.
That went very scientific.
Can you imagine creating an app to help people sleep, but then like 6 minutes into it and you don't tell anyone?
I'm here.
You just start dropping super creepy
ghost noises.
I like that nightgown.
Oh, yeah, that works well, too.
You're being launched from the window. Sleep naked.
And then wake up and ask your spouse, like, how'd you sleep? I had the weirdest dream last night.
Good night.
E.T. Phone home.
You're going to die.
When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about television and sleep, Samuel.
Yep.
Because it alerts your brain and disturbs the continuity of your sleep, Samuel.
Well, I watch Netflix and Hulu when I go to sleep, so it shuts
it
off
doesn't
after three
matter.
Episodes.
No, doesn't matter. Weirdo. 576-7798. 576-7798.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In
so what did you learn about people who sleep with the television on? Yeah, turn your mic
it's
on.
It's bad for you. It's bad for you. It says if you wake up and you feel tired, even though you've had 8 hours, you feel agitated, the television might be the source. It said, creating a quiet bedroom environment is a key to a full, healthy night's rest. If you feel like you've slept 7 to 9 hours but are still drowsy the next day, sound is one possible culprit. It says, the television alerts your brain and disturbs the continuity of your sleep. Think about it, Scott. Your brain is still working. It's resting, but it's still in there. And I do think if the TV's on and it's something like the news where you can kind of listen subliminal, you know, way, 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 way back in the brain and follow along, you're not getting a full rested sleep.
So you're supposed to sleep in complete silence?
Or with a fan.
Are you saying that just to justify the way that you sleep?
It says, ideally, the sounds to which you drift off at night should be the ones that stay with you until morning. So the white noise that is just the continuity of sound. There's no peak in sound. Just...
But does that also imply that it shouldn't shut off at any point in the night?
I don't think so if it's a fan. It says TV can be especially bothersome if you need to wake up to turn it off and resettle into bed. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed as I've gotten older.
Like you don't have a remote?
I usually wake up around 4 a.m. and I'm thirsty or I have to run to the restroom or something like that. It is harder for me now at age 45. At 4 in the morning, it is harder for me now to fall back asleep. If I get one thought in there, it's over. And I toss and turn until 6, and then I'm annoyed all day the next day.
That's because you've gotten just enough sleep to not be sleepy anymore, but not enough sleep to be fully recharged.
Correct.
It also depends on when in your circadian rhythm that you do wake up. If you wake up in the middle of the low point of your circadian rhythm, you will fall right back asleep.
Right.
But if it's the high point, then your brain is already active.
What are you, a sleep doctor? Listen to this guy.
Listen, Captain Science, get out of here.
Sorry.
No, I believe you. I typically wake up around 4 a.m. It's been almost on the dot for a while now. Or I'm thirsty or, you know, I do not look at my phone because that makes
it
way worse.
That is a lie.
Nope. I specifically don't because that it's over. If I pull up my phone and start scrolling through the phone,
never look at your phone in the middle of the night.
Nope.
Do you normally go to bed around 10?
No, I go to bed at 8:30.
Oh, I go to bed way later than that.
Okay, because it's generally 90-second cycles, and so you're more likely to wake up at the end of one of your, not 90-second, 90-minute. You're more likely to wake up at the end of one of those 90-minute cycles.
See, Will and I are late sleepers.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys doing up all night?
Working.
Well, I'm not.
I play video games.
And this is kind of an aside, but it seems like the early risers all like to stick it in our face, everything that they've done before.
Nobody's saying that.
I'm not saying that you're saying that. I'm saying early risers as a collective love to tell the rest of us about everything they got done before we even got out of bed this morning, completely ignoring the fact that we did all that stuff last night after they went to bed.
What do you do up until 1 o'clock in the morning? Binge watch.
Our situation is unique because Chris doesn't come home until 11. And so if I'm up and he comes home, it's 12:30 or 1 before we're in bed. We talk about the day, we're on our phones, we might watch a show. It does, that nighttime schedule does disrupt because I think I would go to bed earlier, but he comes home.
8:30, I'm in bed. 9 o'clock.
I know we're getting ready to do the news. Have you seen the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department statement on Facebook, Will Starrett?
I have not.
I will read that gem for you when we get back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's good. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.